The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, the International Energy Agency said today its member countries would unlock 400 million barrels of oil from their reserves. It's the biggest release ever to try and ease the impact of the Middle East war. For more on this, we're joined by Aoife Foley, Professor in Energy Systems and Chair in Net Zero Infrastructure at the University of Manchester. Aoife, I just heard the Taoiseach and Minister for Finance, Simon Harris, describe this as a helpful intervention that will reassure the market. Is he right?
Well, I suppose, you know, helpful is an interesting word, isn't it? It's all relative. If he said it was an excellent or a very strong, I think that would be a better word to use. Helpful sort of indicates what it is. It's. I suppose, look, to explain to people, strategic reserves, they're essentially the shock absorbers, like on your car, for global oil systems. So they can stabilise the market and buy some time, but they cannot replace normal supply for very long. That's the way to describe it.
Yeah. Is it the equivalent of a rainy day fund?
Yeah, that's what it is. Really,
I suppose you could argue it is raining at the moment, isn't it?
Well, it's lashing rain in a bit of a storm. The IEA holds about 1.2 billion barrels of government strategic reserves, and then there's about another 600 million barrels held by industry under government obligation, so refineries, certain industrial users around the world. So in Japan, their industrial users, for example, I understand from reading what's going on, they're going to release their industrial reserves. It's different for us in Europe. I would presume where it will be a combination, depending on where you are in Europe, but we don't have the size and scale of the industrial oil users in Europe, because we've shut down our smelting plants, etc., over the last number of years, and other heavy industrial users.
It's one third of government reserves. That's what it is. Mm. It's about a fifth of total emergency stocks. So about a third. So that's 90 days is what we heard.
I was going to say, am I detecting a slight scepticism in your tone that you don't think it'll really make that much of a difference, or am I wrong?
Well, it'll soften the prices for a period of time. It really depends on what happens in the Middle East. And my understanding is that the Americans don't know what they're doing. We've seen with Iceland, Venezuela was an easy thing for them to do. It's nice and close, and it's nice and easy to do what they did with their special ops, etc. The Middle East is very, very different. And even if they pulled out tomorrow, you know, I was just discussing earlier, the Israelis are indicating that they'll continue on. Is that in the interest of Netanyahu? My understanding is he can't be prosecuted once he's in power for other issues, other court cases that were going on with him. And I know that may seem minor to other people, but maybe at this stage, you know, if you list out all the organisations that are supported in various guises across the Middle East in all the different countries from Iran, this has been simmering, but we all knew it was going on for, I suppose, 20 years now at this stage. Look, typically 120 ships to 140 ships go through the Gulf of Hormuz daily, supplying what we need in terms of oil supplies around the world. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we use about, I think, is it 1.8 billion or million barrels a day, okay? And 20% of that supply has ceased. Now, some is getting out, I understand, a very small number of ships. I would hazard a guess that they're going to China and other states that would support or help Iran. So it's not going to help us. For me now, I think really we're hoping that something will work out, there'll be a resolution.
Yeah.
This resolution occurs, I don't know.
I see Iran today are warning. Now, I mean, they do make lots of threats, it should be said. But they are warning that the price of oil could hit $200 a barrel. Is that a realistic proposition? Is that something we should be worried about?
My fear from the very beginning of this was that it would consolidate the organisations that Iran would support in the Middle East. And when you bomb people and when people start to fight, it actually unites. Okay, so where before they were looking for democracy, now when you're being bombed, would that you don't want bombs landing on you? And or maybe the back now is really tall. And I think the aim for us really is that we don't want supplies to run out before the disruption is resolved. So they've released a third of the temporary shock absorber. We have to now rebuild these stocks. I wonder how we're going to do that.
Okay. Aoife, you're just slightly coming in and out. I don't know if you're in a position to move slightly. I don't. You're just slightly breaking up. Can I just ask you about the market here, because obviously you, and I know you've been talking about this over the last few days, a lot of controversy here and accusations of price gouging, and I know you're quite sceptical of those accusations of price gouging. Some pressure would seem on the government to reduce excise duty on petrol. Is that something they should be considering, do you think, to try and ease the burden on consumers?
I actually said it when I spoke to you, I think, last week. I think it's the logical thing to do. I wouldn't remove the carbon tax. I would keep those carbon taxes steady. Look, what shocked me was people said, oh, I didn't realise that there's different prices for petrol and diesel and kerosene throughout the country. Mm. Now, not being funny. Like, I mean, do some of the TDs and ministers actually leave the comfort of either Dublin or their constituencies? Do they head straight to the Dáil and that's it? Like, I mean, I drove in my car, or I got the train from Cork to Belfast for 11 years to go to work in Belfast. Okay. And, you know, it's different prices everywhere. And everybody always knew that.
Yeah.
So I'm a bit shocked that they sort of use that as an excuse.
Do you
again,
think,
it's deflection.
And I know I'm asking you to get out the crystal ball a little bit, but is it your expectation that the investigation by the Consumers and Competition Authority, that ultimately it will find that there wasn't price gouging? Is that your expectation?
To be quite honest, even if they look at price gouging and they go to different garages and they talk to different people, you know, even if 1% or 5% of 100% did gouge, that's not the point. The point is that they're wasting our time and deflecting. And actually, to be quite honest, I'd be more planning now for if the prices go up, what we're going to do. How is energy, how is industry going to deal with it? How are our energy intensive sectors are going to deal with it? We're going to have an issue now with fertilisers as well. How are we going to manage that? I would treat this now almost like a COVID issue. And I think that certain individuals working in the country who don't need to go into an office, I think that's where we're heading now at the moment. It's like a wing and a prayer. Turkeys for Christmas, we're all hoping that this is going to work itself out. I think, really, we can't manage this at all. The European leadership in terms of getting a diplomatic intervention, I think, you know, we're going to struggle with that. And as I said to your colleague earlier on when we spoke, the problem now is, as I said as well when I spoke to you, it's getting the oil plant, the oil refineries up and running, making sure that the oil fields are in A1 condition and that everybody's safe. We, you know, it's bad enough now people are being bombed without blowing them up to get the oil
and gas. Can I ask you a really quick question before we let you go, Aoife? Mm-hmm. Tom in Abbey Leaks has got in touch to say, please ask, why is HVO, which I think is hydro-treated vegetable oil, also mm-hmm. gone up by 25%? This doesn't come from Middle East crude oil.
No, because what it is no, we use, because they use energy to make it. So when energy goes up, the energy they use, because these plants make it.
Okay.
So these are small apparatus. So that's what happens. This is what I was saying to you, the cost of living, the cost of food, it'll spill over the price of beer. Everything's going to go up.
Okay, that makes sense. I hope that's given Tom and Abbey Leaks an explanation. Aoife, good to talk to you. Thanks indeed for that. Aoife Foley there, Professor in Energy Systems and Chair in Net Zero Infrastructure at the University of Manchester. Thank you for talking to the Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.